Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chad Freestyle. Once again, on the road to retirement and bringing you what happened on this date for July 8th. T-minus 60 days. The days are slipping away very, very fast. This, of course, was announcement day. Public announcement went out. My original plan, as I mentioned earlier, was to have an internal announcement, an external announcement, and I changed that because I realized if I announced it to 25,000 people internally, that it's going to leak. Somebody's going to hear it. The game's over, and might as well just do it all at once. So I re-recorded the video a few days earlier with my, hey, thank you. Start out with a bad joke about changes. You know, the only constant is change and how that related to JavaScript programming and whatnot. And then I created the video, posted it to YouTube unlisted, and then linked it in a ServiceNow community blog post. Because part of my job, as I mentioned, is to drive traffic to the community. Although you don't have to be logged in to see this, nor would you have to be logged in to see the YouTube video. So I got everything all ready and I had it all set up so that it was, I did not schedule LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or X or Slack or community. I had them all ready to go and I was just going to say publish, publish, publish. So I had all the, I didn't really trust the scheduling for some reason on this one, but I had all the browser tabs lined up for 3 p.m. Pacific time on a Monday. This is, for some odd reason, this has been shown to get us some good returns on traffic. I don't know if that's because India is coming online and then they give a boost. And by the time the people in EMEA and the Americas come online the next day, they've already got a lot of boost, whatever. It just turns out that that's a really good window to hit. So that's what I hit. My teammate, Lauren, and a couple other people wanted to get on a Zoom call. They said, how long do you think it will take to get 100 reactions on LinkedIn? And I think I mentioned this before. A good day for a post. I've got about four. At the time I posted this, I had about 40, 41,000 followers on LinkedIn. Not a terrific amount, but a pretty decent, you know, non-trivial amount. And a good day for one of my posts would be 30, 35,000 impressions, you know, some decent number, a few hundred reactions and some comments. Okay. That would have been a really good day. A very good day would be closer to 50,000. The highest post I've ever gotten in terms of impressions on LinkedIn was 80,000. And that was almost a year ago when I got myself into the demo data. We have certain users that are in there. Some are real people. Some are made up. Like Fred Luddy, the founder of the company. He's in there. David Liu, Don Goodliff. There's a number of people that are real. Then there's real people that don't exist anymore, like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Then there are some that are just made up. And I wanted my name in that demo data. This kind of came around in 2020. When I got to my 10-year anniversary, we said, wouldn't it be cool if you could get into the demo data at your 10th anniversary or opt in? And I said, let me do some checking on that. And I opened up a Pandora's box of who owns what demo data. And there's some that comes from plugins and there's some that comes with the core installation. I just couldn't find an owner. And somebody said, oh, we're straightening that all out. And I just put it to bed. I said, I don't have time for this. Came back a few years later and I found a developer who led me to another developer who said, I can help you with that. So I got into the demo data. If one of the right core options, one of the IT options is turned on, which it is on almost every instance. And I submitted a picture and I said, here, put in this information. They said, now you got to realize some people may take that demo data, and if it says chuck.tomasi@example.com, they may change it to chuck.tomasi@servicenow.com, and you will start getting mail from their instances. And I said, that's fine. That's fine. I can always filter that out. And it's been online for well, at least 6 months, because it came out in the Washington release in February, March. I haven't seen any mail like that, so I'm not worried about it. And in a few weeks, it won't matter. That post that, hey, I made it to the demo data, that got me 80,000 impressions. That was the best we ever did. So we were online at 3 p.m. and I went publish, 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 publish. Got them all out there on like six different channels and just LinkedIn to get to 100 reactions. I said it would take 20 minutes. Somebody else had five. You know, we kind of playing this crazy like baby pool thing. And it happened in about 15 minutes. My guess was 20. So I've done this before, not sat there and watched, but I know how fast traffic will come in and that curve that goes off. I immediately started responding to the comments. The others dropped off the call after about 20, 30 minutes and said, okay, that was fun. See ya. And I said, okay, I'm going to respond. And at first I was just giving short generic answers. Like people said, oh, Chuck, congratulations. We will miss you. And I said, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I was copying and pasting for the first maybe 10 or 15. But then, you know, more of them were putting some time into writing these. And I wanted to write a more personal response back to them. That took a while longer. You know, I'm a pretty fast typist. But I spent 2 hours, so from 3 to 5, responding to those comments. Then Craig and Clinton and I had to get on a call to record an interview for The Topic Is Trek. Got done with that, and I spent 3 more hours. So I was online till about 9 p.m. I just went, okay, I'm at least trying to keep up. For every you know, 10 that would come in, I could respond to those. By the time I got to 10, there were another 5. By the time I got to the another 5, there were another 2. So I was eventually catching up, and then I'd go do this interview. There'd be another backlog, and I would chip away at that. It took me 3 hours to get that back down to 0. And when I woke up the next morning, there was more. So it took me, I've estimated that first week I was responding to comments for probably 20 to 25 hours invested in that. And that's exactly why I released it on a Monday, so that I would have that time in a full week, not where I go on PTO, not where there's a company holiday. That was my job is to respond to those comments. And I gave pretty much every one of them. If they wrote a longer message, I wrote a longer response. If they just said congratulations, I said thank you. So I kind of based it on that. All told, I haven't counted in the last week or so, but I believe there were 1,600 comments, which includes my responses. So divide that by 2, because I responded and I reacted to every one of their comments on LinkedIn and as best I could on X and YouTube and the community. Well, the community doesn't allow responses for an odd reason. It just allows linear comments. And I did put one in there that says, thank you, everybody. What I felt for all this was a feeling of kind of like this is one step closer. I've now made it official and I've crossed that line. A bit like Lord of the Rings, when Frodo and Sam are at the beginning of their journey and Sam stops at the edge of that cornfield and says, this is it, Mr. Frodo. If I take one more step, I'll be furthest from home that I've ever been. That's what it felt like. I was crossing that threshold. But at the same time, it was very liberating. I didn't have to try and keep secrets of who did I tell and should I be saying this much or dropping this Easter egg and will they figure it out? Like, nope. It's over. I can now start talking to anybody about this, hence this podcast. All right. I think that's about the time I came up with my theme. I went, ooh, I better start writing some of this down because I have an idea for the dog days, and this is going to be it. So I will be back tomorrow with a clip of my thoughts and what happened on July 9th. Until then, everybody take care. Stay safe. I'll see you then. Bye.